Canoe Regatta coverage 2015. Nate Lull here for WCDO, and we have a special guest now racing in the pro class today. All the way from the United Kingdom, we have James Prowse. And James, it's so glad to have you here on WCDO. And can you tell us about your travels over as you're in Michigan and then coming to New York to get ready for the 70-miler?
It was sort of quite a long flight, but we got here eventually, and I got picked up by my race partner Weston, which is pretty nice. And I'm staying with the Buttons at the moment in Michigan, like you just said. And I think we're heading out on Friday up to New York. It'll be really good to drive around with those guys for a bit. Yeah, and then get to see the course for the first time, which will be pretty interesting.
James, we have to ask, how did you first hear about the General Clinton Canoe Regatta, and what really piqued your interest to make such a long trek over here for a big canoe race?
There are a couple of guys I paddle with in the UK who have sort of always talked about it, and we hear about the Triple Crown over there, and it's sort of something every European canoeist would like to do. And then a couple of American guys, I think Neil Wiesner-Hanks and Gareth Stevens, came over to do the Devizes race last year, and we talked to them a bit, and they invited us over to Florida to do the training camp. And then, yeah, we were just sort of talking to the Bartons and Weston. Weston was looking for a partner and asked if I would be able to come over. And it's something, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a European canoeist. It's just absolutely amazing. I mean, we know, we sort of hear a lot about them. And yeah, you can't say no to come over, really. They're the best races in the world to do, so you can't say no.
Your partner is Weston Willoughby, and you guys will be in boat P9 here today if you're following along on the river. He's, of course, from Grayling, Michigan. Have you had much of a chance to be in the boat with him? Did you get together in that training camp in Florida, or do you have a lot of time in the boat together?
Yeah, just by chance, we paddled together the first day I was over there, and then a few times more down in Florida, and the boat was going pretty nicely. And then I'm paddling with him. I think we've got 3 days of training left to go before we travel out. So it's not ideal, but it's workable, and we seem to get on in the boat quite well. It would have been nice to have more time, but obviously we live quite a long way apart. We're just making the most of what we can get.
James, can you give us an idea of what kind of a paddler you are? Of course, we see the pro paddlers here, and they're amazing with what they can do in the boat with their endurance and their skill and the way they're able to read the river. It's your first time here for the 70-miler. Do you have any expectations for how you could do here in the pro class?
I just like to enjoy it, really. The racing we do over in the UK is more time trial stuff. So we have a race called the Devizes to Westminster Canoe Race, which is about 125 miles long. I won that last year with a guy called Tim Penson from Exeter. So that was really good fun. But like I said, it's a time trial, so you're pretty much paddling on your own the whole way down. So it's going to be interesting to sort of see how we get on the actual racing, like side-by-side, head-to-head stuff. We're sort of hoping, or we're going to try for a top 10 place, but we know it's going to be seriously competitive and quite hard to do. And I wouldn't be disappointed if we didn't manage that, but I think that's a fairly doable goal for us. So that would be nice to be able to do.
We're talking with James Prowse. Of course, James is from the United Kingdom, from Hertfordshire, and over here for his first 70-miler here. And James, can you tell us what you've heard, maybe what the Bartons have told you or Weston about the 70-miler course, what your expectations are?
They're saying it's pretty tight and twisty, and this year is looking like quite a low year, so it could be quite a hard one for us. I think the lake could be quite good fun at the start, but then getting in down sort of into the river will be much more interesting and a bit more challenging. It's not the sort of water we paddle on in the UK, so it will be hard to make the transition, but nice and fun, I think. The other thing for us is the portaging. So most of the races we do, we have sort of, it works out as about 6 portages every hour, which is quite a few. And then coming over here, I'm just sort of hoping I won't get dead legs too often. There's only 3 on the whole course. Should be okay. It might be hard, but it's looking like, I've watched videos of the course and things, it looks like an amazing bit of water to paddle on. So yeah, I'm hoping it's going to be really good.
James, can you tell us about your training over in the UK, how much time you've had this year, and where exactly you train, what body of water, things of that nature?
So I train on the Grand Union Canal in Hertfordshire, where I live. There's a small group of us. We get out on that at least 3 times a week, usually 2 hours a time. Luckily, we can train all through the winter because we don't freeze up like I think you guys do over here. So we do that, and then at the weekends, we try and get out on the River Thames, which is quite a sort of big river, and it's not so much like the rivers over here, but nice to paddle on. It goes all down through London, which is all good fun to see. And then we've tried to get out on the backwaters as well to try and simulate the rivers over here, but it's a lot different, as I've found out, paddling with the buttons.
What is the canoeing scene like in the UK where you are? I mean, over here, it seems to be kind of a niche thing with the pro boats and all of that. Do you paddle in a pro boat very often? Is that what you train in most of the time? And kind of how popular is canoeing over there?
Paddle sports in general is pretty popular. The kayaking is definitely the more dominant sport over there. I would normally race an ICF spec canoe, but we do have pro boats. I think the Vincents came over a few years ago to do the Devizes to Westminster race and bought an ICF spec boat over with them and sort of have set the benchmark for speed in that boat. So we think they're about 3 minutes an hour quicker, but you can't sort of get close to the times we're looking for in the pro boat. But we've been trying to get out in pro boats a bit more since we came over to Florida, just to get used to the feel of them. They're much nicer to steer and they feel so much more alive than the ICF boat. They're just an absolute pleasure to paddle.
James Prowse from the United Kingdom. He will be here this weekend to race in Pro Boat P9 with Weston Willoughby from Michigan. James, can't say thank you enough for joining us here on WCDO. We wish you the best. Such an interesting story. And again, thanks for coming over and trying out the 70-miler.
Yeah, thank you very much for talking to me. I can't wait.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more Canoe Regatta coverage 2015 on WCDO.